You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. I'm Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We are located in Somerset County, New Jersey, and we offer free services to children, teens, and adults who have witnessed or experienced violence. So today we have a very special guest, my colleague, Victor Peralta, who is also an outreach and community engagement manager. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me at the podcast again. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. Today's question that we got is a deep one. So I'd love if we can talk a bit about why this happens. So the question is, dear Ava, why do people judge survivors of abuse? So for me, I'm going to start off by saying the first thing that I thought of is that ultimately this judgment to me comes from people believing that it's the survivor's fault in some way. I mean, it never is, right? But even if like they think that they don't think that, there's a bias there sometimes that like, oh, they must have done something to deserve this or ask for this. Or so, Victor, what do you think about victim blaming?
Well, it's a very important topic, and I'm very happy to be part of it. What I think is that victim blaming is completely unacceptable. And it basically implies that the victim is to blame for the abuse that they have experienced. And whether intentional or unintentional, victim blaming can cause actually a lot of serious outcomes mm-hmm. to survivors of domestic abuse and sexual violence. And this was going to leave them feeling responsible. This is completely unacceptable. And if you right now are one of our listeners that are actually engaging in this topic by being smart enough to listen to us, I want to say something. And what I want to say is that it's never your fault and it's never acceptable. Abusers are solely to blame for what they're doing. And where you were, what you were wearing, what you were walking alone or not, that has nothing to do with you. It's not your fault that you were part of that victimization, especially when it comes to victim blaming. And that's what I want to say about that.
Another one that I have heard really often when it comes to, well, it sounds like you brought up a lot that have to do with especially sexual violence, which is absolutely, unfortunately, those victim blaming phrases get thrown around. Another one that I hear with domestic and dating violence is, well, you must have known that they would hurt you or that you were already being hurt. Like, why did you stay? That person would never hurt you, you know, like, almost saying like, what did you do to make them hurt you? And so those are some other victim blaming phrases that are not okay that we hear all the time. And it really like breaks my heart that the community and the country and the world go through this, people who have survived violence. So in terms of the judgment, Victor, what are some things that you'd recommend that someone could do when they're listening to somebody who is coming forward and saying, I've been hurt?
That's a very good question. The first thing that comes up in my brain is we should engage in active listening. And we should be engaging in listening and focusing on how to help and support this individual move forward. So you have to listen to them. You have to believe them. You have to let them know that it is never their fault. That's the main thing. It is never their fault. You have to help them heal through the journey of whatever way they went through by being a support system. And I'll say it again, actually. Active listening is the best tool you can do because that will allow you to support them in any way that you can, especially when they trusted to come to you. That's something people don't realize. They actually trusted you to be the recipient of this information that's very sensitive. So that comes with a lot of responsibility. And hopefully, active listening is what you're going to be doing as opposed to victim blaming. That is what I hope. That is what I hope.
Yeah, to me it sounds like you're saying like being open, right? To listening to this person. And one that comes up a lot for me in a lot of different scenarios is like not making it about you. Or even this, like you want to center the survivor, meaning like you want to focus, like you said, Victor, like focusing on them, but you don't want to make it about what they did. It's why did the, instead of like, why didn't you leave? The question that I would like to ask is, why did that person abuse them? That's really the question that we need to ask, right? And you may not ask that in the moment. That may not be the right time. I'm just saying, like, in terms of like us thinking about violence, that's really the question we want to be asking.
That's true. That's true. When it comes to helping somebody, basically helping a victim, basically, the approach and the time is very important to that person. So you have to be worried about their safety and concerned about what they're going through. So you have to validate and by listening and believing what they're saying.
Yeah, and like I
You
think it's about giving them options too. Like you just listed a bunch of things that a person can do. You know, you don't want to force that survivor to get services or to get out of a relationship because they need to make that decision themselves, even if it's unsafe. And we know that. They need to ultimately be the ones. So we can offer options to empower that person to make the decision that's best for them in that moment. I was just thinking too, I wonder if another way we could all go about this, like even us as, you know, professionals in this field, is when we examine our biases, you know, maybe sit down and like think, what are the things that I think of when I think of a victim or survivor? What are like the stereotypes that I have in my head? Right, about what a survivor looks like. And then once you know what you've thought of, like being very honest with yourself, that could help you break down your own biases and think that's not true. Every survivor's experience is different. Everyone's going to go through something differently, but we do know that victim blaming is really harmful to everyone.
Victim blaming is very horrible and very bad practice. And anybody can be a victim of domestic violence. Anybody, from a college professor to a medical doctor to a social worker to your best friend, anybody from any spectrum of society can easily be part of that unfortunate event. So the best thing we can do is actively listen to them and support them in every way that we can possibly can. And like you said, Jessica, never pushing it, never pushing any agenda on them. Always being that support system that can help them when they're ready to acquire that help.
Yeah, and if you're feeling judged, you know, and you're a survivor or you're working with a friend or a family member or somebody, just know that our helpline is available 24/7, Safe and Sound Somerset. It's confidential, it's local to Somerset County, although you can call from anywhere. And the number is 866-685-1122. On that number, we have trained advocates who work with survivors every day, who can listen to you and give you options and support you. So you're not alone in this. And we know that the judgment is coming from a lot of places, including ourselves sometimes, if we're survivors of violence. But you don't have to go through that alone. And there are people who want to support you and listen to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad that you shared the number because it's going to be a tool for anyone that's going through any hardship pertaining to the topic that we're discussing today.
Yeah, so Victor, I wanted to thank you again for being here and helping us kind of delve into victim blaming and its effects. So thank you again.
You're welcome, always, always willing to come and contribute. Love it. Love what we do. I'm glad to be part of it.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.